Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View, and for all of those who went to school for the first time today, well, congratulations, and congratulations to the parents for making it this far. What a journey it's going to be. It's going to be quite a thrilling journey, and we wish you all the very best. If you really want to reflect on that, I'm very happy for you to do that. 086 000 00 959. How was the very first day of school? And for those who started high school for the very first time as well, how was that for you? And I know we all know that there are lots of parents who've also been very disappointed about the fact that they did not get the placement at schools. All of that, the department guarantees, will be sorted out in no time. On the line with us is Gauteng Education MEC Matume Shulwana, who is on the line coming to us. He is on the line for us. MMC Shulwana, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
I'm sure it's been a long day, but it's been a good day. How would you characterize the day?
No, definitely it has been a good day. The academic year, I have to report that it has started quite well. Literally, there was no minimal incidences except concerns there and there, but overall, 99.9% went very well.
What are the concerns, MEC?
We had some few areas such as scholar transport in some of the areas. There were not enough buses there, so they had to go back and pick up letters twice. So except those, and maybe one school where parents wanted a brick and mortar school, so they were just doing outside the school literally, but nothing that could have disrupted schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except those few incidences, there was no really big challenge, except obviously what you were asking me, I know, around parents who are children in districts demanding placement.
Mm-hmm. I want to just touch a little bit on what the Premier said on the sidelines there earlier on today, saying, look, in relation to infrastructure that is important, it has to actually happen. And I think there are contractors who've been now deployed to that particular site. But he spoke of accountability. What is the meaning of that? And what did you understand that to mean?
Look, accountability, I was not there, but what I know is in relation to the contractors that we appoint to build our schools, that they should actually build our school. And if they don't, we should be able to hold them accountable. Amongst those that we have officials who are responsible for appointing these contractors, because most of the there are a number of schools that are not completed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go there, it's a contractor issues.
Mm-hmm.
So in such a case, it leaves us in a very difficult position as a department.
Mm-hmm.
Because now to terminate a contract, there's a legal process,
yes,
and that takes time. So literally, there's a need in the community for us, but we can't proceed because there's a legal implication that's holding us back. So I think that's where you are probably coming from.
Could we explain these things to the parents and to the school, you know, in good time? In other words, you know, we don't find ourselves at the end where you as a department know what the issues are, but the community has not been kept abreast of the issues.
Yeah, we do, especially the local communities, because you know, look, South Africans are quite a conscious population. So next time if the project is stalled, community will come forward and inquire what is happening. But the issue is the time frame. And in most cases, we're struggling to keep the time frame that we put as a commitment to the community. And that on its own creates frustration to the community. And it's legal processes. There are a number of schools. For instance, the school in Kalestad, that school should have been long completed, but there was a contractor issue. Only now, recently, we were able to resolve it, and that's 2 or 3 years later.
Mm.
And that creates a lot of frustration because learners are in this dilapidated mobile units, and here is a school that could have been up 3 years ago.
Mm.
And we had the contractors that were ethical enough to complete, but also to say we are starting a process where we will be blacklisting all of them. Mm. As soon as you don't complete a project, don't come back to Gauteng. Hmm. We want to start a project of a process of blacklisting them because they are delay, and that is also a violation of the rights of those communities that were building this infrastructure to service.
Emisi, you just spoke earlier about some of the complaints that we've all been hearing about all day at the district offices. Your understanding of what actually has been going on there?
For instance, district currently deals with all grades, not necessarily grade 1
yes.
and 8.
Yeah.
So some parents have gone to schools, maybe they've brought in their child, they're changing schools from one area to the next. And when they go and apply that school, they put them on a waiting list. And the waiting list, they can say number 25 or say it's whatever number. And now, because of frustration, you obviously have to go to the district. And I urge them, go to the district. The district should be able to help you to get your child placed at the school. So that's why those things are like that. Some are not necessarily all of them around grade 1 and 8,
yeah.
but also in between grades. Parents who can't find spaces for their kids, they brought their kids from other provinces to come in into the province. So that's why you see all those long queues. But there are obviously those with concerns relating to grade 1 and 8.
What seems to be the issue as well is they are complaining of the attitude of the officials at the district offices. You know, were you able to verify all of that as your office?
I've said to, and I'm saying it now, bring that to our attention. But the principle is non-negotiable. They know, all these officials, that you are not going to mistreat anybody, even if you don't agree with what they're saying. You have to listen, work with the parent, and really find a solution. And that's what we're expecting. And that's what I'm expecting from them. I'm not expecting attitude from officials against the community. That's not the... They're getting paid to help the community, and that's what they should be doing. Mm. So if there is, please bring it to our attention.
The department has given itself a deadline of, when you are hoping to have all the children placed. I heard earlier 10 days was sort of your target. Maybe just verify if that is still the case.
Yes, the 10 days is a national standard where after 10 days, we should know the population that we have of the learners. So every academic year, the first 10 days what we utilize for learners for placement and verification of the learners, and then we'll be able to give you an accurate figure of how many learners do we have in the system. So it's just a standard procedure that takes place every academic year.
All right. I really appreciate your time. MEC of Education in Gauteng, Matume Shulwana. They're just giving us his take on the fact that they are still giving themselves 10 days grace to have a look at what the situation actually looks like in terms of numbers. Said, if anybody's got a problem and you are experiencing problems at a district level, please reach out to them. I said yesterday, I'm going to give out some numbers just so that, when you are experiencing these problems, you are able to reach out to the right people. If you are one of those parents still experiencing problems, call our studio. We'll sort of take it offline and try and assist by sending your number and name to the relevant authorities. So that was Gauteng Education MEC, Matume Shilwane.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.